Okay.
Good morning. It's about 9:04 a.m. on August the 15th, 2011. I am Anthony Camacho. I'm presiding as hearing officer on behalf of the OPA. And this is an appeal of Phil Getz International Trading Corp. doing business as J&B Modern Tech, OPA-PA-11-013. We're here for a pre-hearing conference and also to review the stipulation in order to dismiss the appeal which the parties filed with the OPA on about August 11th of 2011. Will the members of the OPA staff present at this hearing today please identify themselves for the record?
Doris Flores Brooks, public auditor.
Guadalupe Marquez, audit supervisor.
Anne Camacho, procurement appeals administrator.
Thank you. Will counsel for the appellant please identify himself for the record and any institutional representatives with him this morning?
Good morning. Seth Forman, counsel for J&B Modern Tech.
Do you have any institutional representatives with you? I know it's obvious to us, we're merely preserving the record.
No, sir.
Thank you. And will counsel for the purchasing agency please identify herself for the record and any institutional representatives with her this morning?
Good morning. My name is Vicki Renasha for the University of Guam, and there are no representatives with me today.
Thank you, Ms. Renasha. Well, of course, the first order of business is discussion of the stipulation in order to dismiss the appeal, which I know that both parties signed and which was filed with the OPA on August 11th of 2011. Is it the desire of the parties to continue with that stipulation in order to dismiss?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yes. And I know the need for only two modifications. And the first would be in paragraph number 5, where it should say both the parties agree to dismiss this appeal without prejudice upon approval by the public auditor instead of hearing officer. And then finally, where you have my signature as hearing officer, that's duplicative, it's not necessary, so you can remove my signature block as it will be the public auditor, who by long-standing practice has been the person approving or giving the final approval of these dismissals. So if you could please make those modifications, return those to us, we will sign it.
Okay.
Assuming those modifications are there, and that will be the end of the appeal. But let me ask you this, has UOG notified the other bidder in this matter of the appeal and the protest?
Yes, we notified all the bidders.
Of this appeal as well?
Yes.
All right, so they've had the opportunity to come in and make comments and make an appearance. Okay. And have you discussed this this stipulation in order to dismiss the appeal with the other bidder?
No, pending your approval of
okay.
The stipulation order.
Although that's not necessary, I just want to remind the parties that very likely this might result in yet another protest.
We understand.
And yet another possible appeal without their approval.
We took that into consideration, and of course we don't know whether or not they will, but.
And as hearing officer, may I suggest that that may not be the most efficient course of action to take, but that's certainly one the agency may take.
Okay. Yeah. Just for the record, the winning bidder now, mm-hmm. and I don't remember who it is, and it will now no longer be the winning bidder?
Yes, it will. We split the bid.
I see. Okay. So.
So both parties, there'll be two bidders who will get the award, part of the award.
Okay. Yeah. But you will then notify that bidder of this settlement?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They weren't notified of this particular deal. That's
no, they weren't. They weren't.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's
okay. Because
they were all
right.
Well, discussion. Sure. So. Okay. In which case, pending the receipt of the amended stipulation in order for to dismiss the appeal, we will resolve this matter that way. And that will negate the need for proceeding with the pre-hearing conference, which will then be vacated. And no hearing of this matter will be set. The case will be disposed of as per the stipulation, or the amended stipulation, in order to dismiss the appeal. Are there any other matters I need to take up at this time?
No, sir.
Okay. Mr. Nancy, as you drafted this, when do you think you could get the amended stiff in order to dismiss?
Today.
File? Today? All right, so we'll give you by 5 o'clock today.
Sure, Stephanie.
Yeah, I've got another meeting this morning, but I'll be back in my office to sign it this afternoon.
Okay.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
This hearing is adjourned. We are off the record at 9:10 a.m. Thank you.
Thank you.
Off the record.